From the studios at Boise State Public Radio News, more Idaho Matters right now. I'm Gemma Gaudette. It's Halloween, and we're continuing our haunted Idaho theme today. So this time with a tour of ghost towns in Idaho. The Gem State has a large number of abandoned towns, and many of them have been grown from mining operations that went bust. One local blog, The Traveling Spud, is a one-stop shop for travel adventures, and it has a great list of Idaho ghost towns that you can visit, including one or two that might be haunted. So joining us now is the Traveling Spud herself, Katie Williams. Katie, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So Katie, when did you decide to start traveling the world?
Oh my gosh, I got the travel bug when I did a little service trip in Ghana, Africa in college. I grew up in Idaho in Twin Falls, and then I moved to San Francisco, kept wanting to travel all over. I started my blog about 10 years ago to kind of pay ode to Idaho, my home state. And then I went and traveled the world for a year solo and moved back to Idaho. I love Idaho so much. And now I've lived in Boise for about 7 years. So I just have had the bug and I just can't stop it.
Okay, so with that said, I'm curious about why your blog is called The Traveling Spud. I mean, I kind of love the name, I have to say.
I mainly did it because, okay, A, I love potatoes. And then B, I was living at the time in San Francisco and I did miss home. And I thought, you know, okay, I'm from Idaho. I'm just going to call myself The Traveling Spud. And it's clicked now. My friends call me The Spud. It's kind of just a thing now. And I don't think I'll ever change it.
Okay. And you've got a blog that's called 12 Spooky Ghost Towns in Idaho with a little about each one of those. So let's start with Silver City.
Okay. Silver City. It's actually located in northwestern Idaho, southwestern Idaho, but northwestern Owyhee County. And It's actually listed on the National Register of Historic Places. And in 1800, it was actually a gold and silver mining town. It had a population of booming of 2,500 people, which you can imagine back in the olden times, that was a lot of people. And now it's pretty much busted. There are a few residents that still live there. And you can actually stay the night in a spooky, in an Idaho hotel. It's called Idaho Hotel. It was established in 1863 and it is potentially haunted. So you can stay there if you kind of want a little spooky night. And then there's a few other shops in town and you can kind of walk around, but there's not a whole lot. It's definitely a ghost town in Idaho and it's not too far if you live in the Boise area.
Okay. So you said that, the hotel may be haunted. So have you ever, experienced anything in Silver City?
No, I have not stayed there, but I've heard that it's definitely a spooky time. I'm kind of a little wuss when it comes to spooky stuff. I think I want to stay there at some point. We'll see if I can get the courage.
Okay. I love that. I like your honesty. Okay. You mentioned Wallace is one of your favorite places and you really recommend this to folks who are visiting. So take us up to Wallace and let's start with a guided underground mine tour.
Yeah. So Wallace is an old silver mining town. And it's actually not technically a ghost town, quoted ghost town, because there is a population of about 1,000 people. However, because there's been boom and bust, it's kind of like something I like to consider a ghost town. So there's a Sierra Silver mine tour where you can actually go down into a mine and experience what it would be like to be a miner. My husband and I did it last summer, and it was really eye-opening to see the conditions that these miners were working in. There actually have been lots of different mining issues that have happened, like explosions and stuff like that. So during the tour, you get a whole play-by-play of different things that have happened in the area. They'll also talk to you about Wallace in general. And Wallace has a really cool story in that in the 70s, the government wanted to put a highway through the town and all the residents band together to get all the buildings in the whole entire town put on the National Historic Register of Historic Places. And so now nothing in the town can be touched. I think that's so cool. And it's just definitely worth a visit.
Okay, next you say Yankee Fork is a good place to check out. And it has a bonus, if you're into this, 3 ghost towns just in one spot.
Yeah, they're all kind of near the Stanley and Chalice area in Sawtooth National Rec area. And so there's Bayhorse, Bonanza, and Custer. And then Yankee Fork is actually a gold dredge that's apparently one of the most well-preserved gold dredges in the lower 48 states. But yeah, you can visit them all within a day. Bonanza had at one point over 600 residents, but then they had a fire that wiped out most of the town. So everyone moved over to Custer. And then Custer peaked at about 600 people. And then in 1910, it completely became a ghost town. It's also on the National Register of Historic Places. And you can kind of get a, you can get a tour of it in the summertime. And then Bayhorse, it's near the Salmon River. It was a town of about 500. And you can go here. There's lots of actually trails and hiking and ATV trails over in that area that you can do. So if you want to hit up a bunch at once, that's a good area to go.
Okay. The town of Burke, let's talk about that because you actually have a warning about this one.
Yes. So Burke is really close to Wallace. So it's only 7 miles. So you can just drive there and it's in this narrow canyon. There is not a lot of room. It's kind of shocking that they built an entire town here, but there is actually a hotel. It was called the Tiger Hotel and it was built in 1896. And they realized when they built the hotel that they had a train and they couldn't fit the hotel and the train. So there's a train that goes through the hotel. The railroad goes through the lobby of the hotel. So this was a booming town and then it kind of busted around. I think there's was like 15 residents left in 1990 or something like that. But when you go there, you'll notice there's kind of like cave like holes that are carved in the side of the hills. And that's where the former people lived. So it was, it's where their houses used to be. But then you'll see this huge structure and you can't really go too close to it. My husband and I went last summer and you can't go too near it, but, and you do not want to go close either because there's paranormal activities have been discovered here. There's also lots of like sinkholes and just, you could get yourself in huge trouble, but,
You had me at no sinkholes.
Yes, exactly. It's so cool to see, though, from the outside and just know that it was an old hotel and kind of a booming town.
Okay, so next on your list is Placerville. And now my understanding is there's a jail cell, in the basement of one of the stores in town. So, but why did most criminals not get a chance to use it?
The Mercantile, that's where the jail is. The jail's located in the basement of the Mercantile. And it didn't get much use because criminals were normally just prosecuted with a deadly bullet. Or they would have them swinging on a rope. So they would just break their necks or they would shoot them, most likely.
Okay, so no real need for a jail cell. Okay, so before we wrap up, let's talk Idaho City. You took a day trip there recently and went exploring. So tell us about what you discovered.
So Idaho City, if you talk to locals, they would probably not consider this a ghost town anymore because it actually does have a good population now. Mm-hmm. It's about 400 people. However, it is so well preserved. I always love to recommend Idaho City to people because there is so much to see and do for a little day trip. If you live in Boise, it's only 45 minutes. There's a lot of preserved buildings. There's the Boise Basin Museum. There's Idaho's actually territorial prison. So it was our prison back when we were a territory. And there's 14 cells that are built into it. It was built back in 1870, and it's actually one of the only 4 territorial prisons open today that you can go visit. So that's a pretty cool thing to see. And then as you walk through the town, you can check out the pest house, and there's little old replicas of what the homes used to look like. It's definitely a cool, spooky vibe, I would say, to do during the Halloween season.
Okay. Before I let you go, very quickly, what would you say is your favorite thing about travel?
Ooh, I think my favorite thing is just that is meeting new people in different places all around the world and seeing that they really want similar things to maybe you or me. I think that we're all kind of connected in this way. And it's just really special to see that you may be eating different food, doing different things every day, but we all are pretty much the same. And I think that's so special to see in all the countries that I visited.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
The candidates for November are set.
I know Donald Trump's type.
Between now and Election Day.
We are not going back.
A campaign season unfolding faster.
Kamala Harris is not getting a promotion.
Than any in recent history.
Make America great again.
Follow it all with new episodes every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast.